Lyndon Vay loves hockey so much, he flew halfway around the world to play it.
If you would have asked me when I first started playing hockey that I'd ever end up in Kazakhstan, I would have, you know, never believed it.
Vay had stints with the Kings, the Canucks, and the Flames organizations, but with his NHL opportunities dried up, he decided to take a chance and sign in the KHL. With Baris Astana, Vay shone as one of the team's top scorers. And surprisingly, he really liked playing in an obscure corner of the world.
Hockey's a lot more popular there than I expected, and it's been a really crazy and neat year where we've really experienced a lot of new places and new cities and got to meet a lot of new amazing people.
And now he gets to experience something else he never expected, the Olympics. When Vay signed his KHL deal, he did that while still thinking the NHL was eventually going to relent.
The last few years, they've always figured out a way to come to an agreement. And, when I signed back in July, my thought process was still the same way. And for me, it was just kind of coming over here for a new start.
Vay came to the team later than most. As he finished up commitments with his KHL team, he went straight into pre-tournament games against Latvia, and the whole team, a ragtag bunch of guys who, for the most part, had never played together, began to learn to do just that.
It's a great mixture of guys, and the great thing about this team is guys are willing to put their egos aside and do what's best for the team. And anytime you can have guys that are willing to do that, it's going to be a very special group.
And a special group that doesn't want you to change your expectations just because they're not a group of NHLers.
Obviously, things are a little bit different because of the NHL players are not there. But, it doesn't matter what tournament it is. If Canada's participating, you always expect to win gold. And I think the expectations is no different just because it's a different group going.
And he adds the support he's received has been incredible, especially from his hometown, who is celebrating Vay Day today instead of Valentine's Day in his honor.
The support throughout my whole career and, especially throughout this last couple weeks from back home has been very good. They're awesome and the emails and the texts and the Facebook messages that I've been getting has been awesome. And, just to see everybody kind of rallying together is very special.
And hopefully they'll have a lot more to rally for as Canada works towards gold. Ariel Zur, 980 CJME.